rest of your life.
Still no word on the four miners believed to be possibly alive in West Virginia after that horrible tragedy. 25 dead so far to this point. We'll give you an update on that. In the meantime, we have another man arrested over nasty phone calls, this time to Nancy Pelosi. What are people thinking when they make these phone calls, that they're going to be anonymous and they can't be traced? Duh. But this is kind of a icky one. I'll tell you about it in just a few here on ATM. Hope you're off to a good start of your week, or actually now we're midweek. It feels like the start of the week to me, but we're a hop, skip, and a jump actually away from the weekend. See, that's when you don't know. That's when you're just, everything is mushed up together, and that's how it probably is for most of you. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm of this little old show called America Tonight, from every nook and cranny in the east to the west coast and all the spots in between. Thanks for joining us. You can always throw in your two cents, agree, don't agree, left, right, anything in between. That's all cool and good. It is about the conversation and the road sometimes less traveled. 800-259-5791. Keep it close. Coming up, I have to tell you this in another 10 minutes. If you are a collector of anything, if you are a collector of beer cans, shot glasses, matchbooks, I don't know, exquisite wine, relics from previous wars, stamps, you name it, Harry Rinker is the guru of all things collectible. In fact, he's got, I think he's done 7 books now, one of them in the Smithsonian. It's about toys. Toys are big for people. A lot of people collect them. A lot of people collect the toys from the McDonald's Happy Meals. And who would know? I would have kept mine if I knew that I could have made hundreds of dollars off it for something I got for free when I was, you know, 7 years old. It'd been around for a very long time. Right here at the top, though, quickly, a lot of reverb or blowback, if you will, on the announcement of the new U.S. nuclear policy, which is much more restrictive. And my question about it was, in a time when, to me, there's the possibility of a lot of terrorists possibly getting their hands on nukes, how much do you draw back? And internationally, how much do you trust the people you're asking to do the same thing? I mean, it is, after all, about trust, isn't it? Rudy Giuliani, who was at one point the mayor of New York City when 9/11 happened, has hardcore feelings about a switch in our nuclear policy, and here's what he had to say.
Seems to me he's got his eye off the ball. The ball is trying to stop Iran from becoming a nuclear power. He's already given away a great deal of leverage by giving away the nuclear defense of the Czech Republic and Poland to Russia for nothing. He got nothing in return for that. I don't know that he should have given it away at all, but certainly he should have gotten from Russia an agreement to very strong sanctions against Iran. We learned that he is already watered down the sanctions in order to try to beg Russia and China to agree with us. So even if they do agree with sanctions now, apparently they're going to be sanctions that don't have much of an impact. I mean, you see the mullahs and Iran logically thinking that way? I mean, that makes no sense. Well, that's a group that he sort of abandoned when they were protesting, so I can't imagine he's going to do a good job of reaching them. And secondly, the reality is that there's nothing in the history of this regime in Iran that suggests that they are going to they're going to succumb to the United States just backing off. What he has failed to do is to create in their minds the real sense that there could be a military option, because I think the only thing that will work with Iran is their thinking that there is a military consequence that could be faced if they become nuclear. And the further he moves away from that, the more difficult his role with Iran is going to be.
Right, and I agree with that on the Iran part. Very scary, Ahmadinejad, sorry, no matter what anyone thinks. With that twinkle in his eye, oh, he is loving being the bully and digging in, and he's been doing it. And, you know, it was Robert Gates, the defense secretary, who said the greatest threat to U.S. and global security is no longer a nuclear exchange between nations, but nuclear terrorism by violent extremists and nuclear proliferation to an increasing number of states. This is dicey. Dicey at best, I would say. And, yeah, I'm all for dressing down the nukes. But, again, who might be lobbing those nukes at us, and ultimately what terrorist groups would be able to develop or get their hands on some of the warheads is very, very scary to me. Even scarier is what's going on with Hamid Karzai, and I talked about this a lot on a previous show, and what would you do in Afghanistan? There was a meeting that was scheduled for May. Now it might not happen, and when I say a meeting, Hamid Karzai was supposed to come to Washington in the second week of May. That doesn't look like that's going to happen. That's frightening to me when there's these charges that he might be on drugs, he's erratic, he's saying crazy things about the U.S. while he is the leader of Afghanistan who's supposed to help NATO and the United States in their efforts to get rid of Al-Qaeda and Taliban forces that are at work there. So it's confusing, and I think he needs to be replaced at the very least. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. I got a quick comment about Afghanistan, but in the Shell Houston Open that ended on Sunday, right, the PGA, the guy who came in second, he was one stroke. I think the guy, was the guy who won, was he a Korean-American or was he a South Korean? His name is Kim.
Yeah, I think he's a Korean-American.
Because he speaks English. He speaks English better than
great,
I do.
He speaks great English, yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe he's a Korean, not an American, eh? Not a Korean-American.
No, I think he's a Korean-American.
Yeah, the guy who came in second, well, he was tied for, technically, when you have a playoff between two and there's two people
tied
for one stroke off, they're both tied for third. Because the guy who lost in the playoff is second, and then there was two guys tied for second after the fourth round, after 72 holes. And then, so he's from Saskatchewan. The guy who came in tied for third, Graham DeLott. He's a good old Saskatchewan. But anyways, you know, is this Hamid Karzai, is he as crazy as the president of Afghanistan, is he as crazy as the president of Iran, a man oh man is my brain ever fried or whatever the hell his name is? You know the president of Iran?
Ahmadinejad, yeah.
Yeah, is my brain ever fried, whatever his name is. He's just as, I think this Karzai is just as crazy as he is.
You know, I agree with you, and that's what's so scary. That's what I'm saying. How can we sit back on our laurels and watch all this happen and have all of these lives invested in all this money in Afghanistan?
It's absolutely insane. And honestly, I wish some reporter would find out how much foreign aid Afghanistan is getting from all those oil, those multi-trillionaire, those countries, those Muslim countries that are rolling in petrodollars. Like Saudi Arabia and all those Gulf states, Qatar and Abu Dhabi and all the other countries that have trillions of dollars. Why should the United States and Canada give trillions of dollars of foreign aid to a country, to a Muslim country, when I'd like to know how much foreign aid they're getting from other Muslim countries? You don't happen to know, eh?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? They don't want that number out there at all. We know what's on the books for countries, NATO countries.
Yeah,
in the United States.
Because we build a bridge and the Taliban blow it up.
Well said, and we're ending on that note. Coming up next, we're going to chat with Harry Rinker. It's interesting he brings up golf and Anthony Kim. You look at Anthony Kim and Ernie Els and Steve Stricker. No one's paying attention to them this week for the Masters. Trust me, it's all about Tiger Woods. Coming up next, HR.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow!
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fills me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, or like the honey.
I never tire of this song. It's always fun to have our pal Harry Rinker on the show, and whatever you have, he's the man to talk to. I'm telling you, the knowledge goes way deep, way deep. And this is the number to call, as always, here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing? Hey, baseball season started again.
I know, and I'm excited about that. It's just the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, the Phillies won the first game.
Yeah, they played the Nationals, a minor league team.
11-1. And 179 games there, 181 games to go.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Such a long, long season.
I am under the opinion that every season is too long.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know. Are you buying a UConn girls basketball team memorabilia these days?
Yeah, you know, would that be worth anything, any of the college stuff?
No. It's amazing, isn't it? But interestingly enough, whenever you see a sports auction, that's a good question. Because you see sports auctions, right, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You never see college stuff.
No, I've never seen it.
Now, In the case of baseball or in the case of even basketball, you'll see some very early equipment that came out of the colleges from, you know, pre-1920. But when it comes to post-1945 stuff, who cares? Well,
right.
We're going to find out. Paul Hornung's practice jersey from Notre Dame is going up for sale.
Ooh.
Huh?
I would think that would be worth something.
Yeah, but who remembers Paul Hornung except you and me?
Well, really, really big-time Notre Dame fans I think we know, and I think
there's the key to anything. It's just like a lot of sports memorabilia, although they're Yankees, Phillies fans all over the country, the truth of the matter is that college stuff is especially localized.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I can't imagine that, you know, if you ran around and invested and bought up every piece of memorabilia that's out there, you know, for this girls' basketball team in 50 years, it's going to be worth nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange phenomenon, isn't it? I mean, seriously.
It is.
But the thing is that, you know, it's fleeting. You know, if he doesn't win next year, he's, you know, there. It'd be like collecting Pat Summitt material. Who cares? Except Tennessee fans. But they don't care right now either because he's not winning.
Right. And boy, that is so, so true. Of all the things, of all your little treasures that you picked up, is there anything you narrow down as your favorite of all time?
Oh, I always tell people it's the next one I buy.
Because you don't know what it is.
Because I don't know what it is. By the way, let's remind our listeners that one of the reasons that I'm here is to answer their questions about antiques and collectibles. All they have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and I'll be glad to talk about what they have. We follow the same rules we use on my show. It's one object a caller. When you call, if you can have the objects in front of you, that's great. But, hey, if not, don't worry about it. I'll ask you some questions. We'll figure out what you got. And finally, we need you to remember that all the values we give out on the air are retail, what you would pay if you wanted to buy the object, not necessarily what you get if you go out to sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know the number, 800-259-5791. What, is there anything that's particularly hot right now?
You know, I got asked that question the other day, and the answer is no. If there is an answer to it, it's the modernist stuff, the post World War II modernist designer looks and so forth, the fancy trendy stuff that wasn't in everybody's home. It's very strange. At the time, a lot of this stuff wasn't heavily collected or used by the masses, but it's gotten a lot of play in magazines and books, the post-World War II designer look, and kids are out there looking for stuff that captivates it. I thought we were going to see a huge revival of the beatnik hippie stuff.
Right.
You know, the old bell-bottom pants and stuff, and it was around for about a year or two, but that's gotten very quiet, too. In fact, the market on the whole is quiet.
We have a caller. We have Josh listening to us in Kentucky, Harry. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. What you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I was just going to ask you about a vehicle I got here. I don't know if you know too much about vehicles. I got an antique. I got a 1928 Model T pickup truck. It's mint condition. It runs beautifully. I didn't know if you knew anything about vehicles. But
Have you restored it, Josh?
No. It's everything's original like it was when I got it. It's all mint. So, it's...
Yeah, I think it's one of those cases where you probably have in the middle thousands, 3 to 5, maybe a little bit more. The problem with anything pre-World War II at this point in time, and I know there's a pickup truck collector cult, so I have to be a little careful with my remarks. But the generation that drove that truck has passed away.
Yeah, I got you.
And the new generation of people that are collecting stuff are looking for trucks from the 60s and 70s, the ones that they grew up with.
Yeah, I got you.
And that's what happens with this one. Now, if that thing, you know, I've been watching those car auctions on TV and stuff, and you just don't see trucks run through there anymore. Now, I know there's a small cult of guys that collect these old trucks. But the thing about it is, if it's just a nice truck in running order, just been kept in good shape along the way, but not even amateurly restored, you're not talking a lot of money.
Okay, I got you. Well, okay. Mr. Rinker, I appreciate it.
No,
I love your show.
Josh, appreciate your call, buddy.
All right.
Wow, so talking about the car, like ballpark-wise, you can make a decent money, right?
What's that?
Ballpark wise, he could make decent money on that.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, vehicles divide into what we call five categories. One is junkers, where you're really buying it for the parts. Okay. Two is roadable, which means that you can drive it, but the cost to restore it is pretty heavy. The third level is restorable, which means that it's drivable and it can be easily restored. The fourth one is amateur restored. In other words, it's partially restored by someone who's not really a high-end professional. And the other one is professionally restored or show car quality, okay? His truck is probably around in the third category. But the thing about it is that when you go out to car shows and when you go out, you don't see you used to see a lot of pickup trucks, a lot of them, but you don't see as many anymore as you used to see. I don't know why that is. It's just maybe it's just me, and like anything else in my trade, maybe I just don't notice them because I'm not looking for them. But now that Josh called, I'll keep my eyes open.
There you go. Definitely. It sounded like a pretty neat truck, though.
Yeah, but, you know, but again, if it's a common model from the time period,
yeah,
okay, and not an unusual one, again, those trucks are not as desirable as they once were.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, Model Ts, Model A Fords, and all the classic Chevy coupes and the coupes of that period, the popular cars, they're all going down in value rather than up.
Yeah. I'm glad he called in with that. Let's tell everybody about the mailbag if they have something they want to send.
Hey, listen, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Why don't you send me an email with your question? Just start it out, I listen to you on America Tonight, and give us the name of the radio station you listen to. And you can email your question to me at Harry L. Rinker. That's Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. HARRYLRINKER at AOL.com.
All right, excellent, Harry. Tell everybody when they can catch you on the air.
Well, this is what you got is on here at GCN Live every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. Hey, the same phone number works for me that works for you. We'd love to hear from some of our American Night listeners that are up at that time of the day. Just give us a call.
Excellent, Harry. Always fun to visit with you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, be well, Kate.
You too. All right, coming up on the flip side, an update on the gas levels dropping in the West Virginia mine. That's good news, certainly. And this crazy thing of half of Americans, a big headline came out today, half of Americans pay no federal income tax. Do you fall into that category? What does it all mean? That ugly day, tax day, is rapidly approaching. Hang with us.
There's a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon. Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love.
Half of us in the United States don't pay any federal income tax. Wouldn't you love to be part of that half? Write-offs, baby. Or you don't make enough. You know that it's going to point to that. I'm going to do that in just a second. Coming up. Fly on the wall. If you could be a fly on the wall, what conversation would you like to hear? I can think of a few of them. Now that Tiger Woods is playing at Augusta in the Masters, the next-door neighbor's daughter, there's a story that broke that the next-door neighbor's daughter might have slept with him. I mean, how many more people are coming forward? There should just be a sign-up book. You sign this book, you know, like when you go to a wedding and you sign. It should just be a book. Did you sleep with Tiger Woods? All the names can be in the book, and somebody can just read them out loud. I mean, how many are real? How many are trumped up at this point? Who knows, right? America Tonight, the name of the show. KDD, my name. You can always jump into the action at 800-259-5791. We like to zig and zag, as I say, all over the place. Water cooler buzz, we think. At its best, and if you found us and just tripped onto us, I hope you listen and hang around for a while. Tax day coming up, like I said, for millions of people. I don't know why this is. I mean, I guess I do know why this is. How many people procrastinate? How many people can actually say they never procrastinate? I think that's a rare thing. everybody procrastinates a little bit on something. I truly believe that. It's just a question of how much of a procrastinator are you. And to show that we have a nation of procrastinators, all you have to do is watch what happens right before midnight when you have these post offices where they're still taking, you know, stamping them. You put it in the post office box and they're stamping them, so you have the stamp on time for tax day. And it's just crazy. Everywhere I've lived, I've seen this. I don't care if it's Kearney, Nebraska, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Barbara, California, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Philadelphia, Lexington, Kentucky, wherever. You see it. You see it everywhere. It's a common denominator. I think it's because really a lot of people don't want to do the taxes. So 47% pay no federal income taxes at all. And that's at least what happened in 2009. The reason was, just like I suggested, didn't make enough do-re-mi, too low. Or they qualified for enough credits and deductions and exemptions to eliminate the liability. There is a Tax Policy Center. It's a Washington research organization. They compile all the statistics. Most people still have to file a return by the April 15th deadline. But, you know, the penalty for skipping it is, that's what's so funny. People don't really understand the whole IRS thing, I think. But the penalty for skipping it is just the amount of taxes you owe. But, you know, hey, it's always better to file, and especially if you're going to get a refund. What's always crazy to me is the stories that will follow about money that has not been, that people that's out there, the people that would be owed refunds that haven't filed. That I don't understand. I mean, if you're getting the money, get the money back. Are you kidding me? Get the money back. And when I see these other statistics, like a family of four making $50,000, they don't owe federal taxes because they've, as long as they've got like two kids younger than 17, that helps, right? And tax cuts, pretty generous to the wealthy, right? And that's why Barack Obama was targeting certain groups. What was he saying? Over 250,000. And, you know, Obama signed that massive economic recovery package last year. Let's not even go there or my hair will get on fire. But anyway, there were some tax cuts in the lower and middle income area, but the middle income area is very murky these days when you think of what it costs to live in these United States, and depending on how big your family is, and you know, that's the thing. The bottom 40% on average make a profit from the federal income tax, and that means they get more in tax credits than they would otherwise owe in taxes, and then you get the money back. And then the curious thing is, and I'm going to have a poll on my website, what do you do with the refunds? Are you paying bills? Are you taking a vacation? Are you buying some big item that you need or that you want, and you're just waiting on the tax money to come in? I would say in years past, a lot of people would have that money earmarked for something fun for the family or for themselves or whatever. But I think now a lot of people have the income, the tax refund money coming in just to pay something off. Pay off a loan, the bills, save for a rainy day, save for the mortgage, you know, whatever it might be. You know, the federal income tax is, of course, the government's largest source of money, so that's why they always want to raise the taxes. It raises $900 billion, which is a little less than half of all the government receipts, and that would be for the budget year that ended September 30th. Yeah. Yep. I hate tax day. Donovan, I think we talked about this before because I believe you have already filed your taxes. Am I right?
No. Yeah, I've already sent in my taxes this year.
Do you enjoy doing taxes?
I'm not sure it's what I would consider fun on a regular basis, but
but you don't have a TV. You don't have a TV, so if you don't have the distraction of the idiot box in the background blaring, so you can just, you know, you're nice and quiet, and you can sit there with your pencil and figure it out, right?
Yes, because I don't constantly have, like, five browser windows open on my computer while I'm sitting there with my spreadsheet. That doesn't happen at all.
Touche. He makes a good point, and that's probably the biggest distraction for everybody. You know, that's part of the problem. I mean, there's a good question for you. how many browser windows do you have open at any one time when you're on the computer? That's become such a big problem at offices. How much do you let somebody surf the internet, or how much are they surfing the internet versus doing what, you know, they're supposed to be doing, I guess. Hey, I mentioned this story, and I want to give you the payoff on this one. The FBI arrested this California guy accused of making harassing and even obscene calls to Nancy Pelosi, and this was about the support for the health care bill. There was another guy that was arrested for harassing somebody else in Washington State. This one is 48 years old. His name is Gregory Gusti, and he was arrested at his San Francisco house. And, you know, they're not talking about the charges. They're under seal, and he's going to be before a federal magistrate, I guess, on Thursday, so we would know more about what the charges are. But you can't do that. I mean, there is a federal law against making calls to harass, annoy, abuse, threaten anybody. You could really press them up for that, so they could certainly push this issue. It would be a 2-year sentence. He made dozens of calls in California, in Washington, to her in Washington, to her husband's office, all this other sort of stuff. And they think at least once he probably spoke with her directly, and the calls were so numerous they decided they had to do something. They were going to let it go, but then because there were so many, they decided that they had to do it. And this guy's been in trouble before for making threats, and he was sentenced to some jail time, and he did probation instead. And what happened there is he was arrested for he was on a commuter train, and he was kicked off because he didn't pay his fare. He refused to do that. He got enraged. He was screaming. He wanted to kill the conductor. Yeah, so he's the grade A nut. And it does nothing. Again, this does nothing. Making harassing phone calls, not complaining phone calls, abusive, obscene, whatever. I mean, no voice is being heard there. And ultimately, they can track these things to you. Are you kidding me? It's just too obvious how you could find somebody unless they had one of those track phones and tossed it, one of those reusable cell phones. But even then, there might be a great possibility of narrowing down who it was. And I said this on our last show. It was Senator Patty Murray who also had to go after somebody, her office, and they didn't want to do it at first, but he was making threatening phone calls. Another guy was making phone calls to her office, both in D.C. and in Washington. It was the same thing. It was over the health care reform, you know, the vote over health care reform that certainly gave lots of us agita, but not enough that we went extreme and decided to bombard somebody with those kind of abusive calls. Just stupid, again. But I think both of the two, from what we can see, were a little bit out there. Anyway, the violence, the idea of that, yeah. You're only going to get yourself in trouble, and you're not going to do anything to help raise awareness for, midterm elections. I have a say in this. I don't like who's in the House. Well, who's representing me, I can boot them out because I do have a say. Other people have a say. I could go to meetings. I can push for somebody else. That's what you do. That's why it's called a democracy. There are things, especially when it comes to senators and congresspeople. So, you know, on the presidential level, yeah, I'm a little more doubtful there, but not so much on the local level or when you're talking about representation on the Hill. You do have a say, and if you get actively involved, maybe it makes a big difference. Sarah Palin at a big rally in Minnesota. We're going to talk about it next.
Well, and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up. I leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Yeah, bad to the bone. Some people think Sarah Palin is bad to the bone. I'm telling you, this lady, it, just like Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side of things, is polarizing. People either love Sarah Palin or can't stand Sarah Palin, but there is no in between. So Palin took her act to Minneapolis. There was a giant rally, thousands of people, Republicans, and Sarah Palin was there, and Michelle Bachmann was there, and it was, you know, basically, let's get back at this whole health care deal and let's do the repeal thing. And that's what Michelle Bachmann was talking about. What do you say? You know, will you do the rest of the nation a favor, is what Palin said, and reelect Michelle Bachmann. We have so much work to do to get our country back on track. So that's why she was in Minneapolis to support her and, you know, rally the troops, if you will. The Minnesota Republican Party gave away more than 10,000 tickets for that rally. And, it was kind of a crazy rally. I mean, people, you know, you had these two women who have star power and certainly stir up star power in the Republican Party and certainly stir up emotions. So, and I think Palin only helps her and in raising money, et cetera. And they were going to a $500 a plate dinner fundraiser in Minneapolis later in the evening where they'd have hundreds of guests and people who, this was the thing, is this great? What is a picture worth? You know, we had Harry Rinker on. What's a picture worth? $10,000 to get your picture taken with both of them. Mm-hmm. And they do have things in common. You know, a lot of people take public jabs at them. They take public jabs back. And it actually kind of made sense for Bachman to have the former Alaska governor out there as she's looking for that 2010 reelection deal to happen for her. She's a two-term congresswoman, and this is going to be a tough, tough time for her, I think. In Minnesota, you know, flip a coin, it could really go either way. So, anyway, time for the fly on the wall segment of America tonight. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and hear the conversation of Sarah Palin and maybe Todd Palin as to what's happened in the last 2 years to their lives? Imagine a conversation about where things were headed for them 2 years ago versus now what's happened with the Palins overall. The good, bad, and the ugly. The attacks and the praise and the book and the, you know, everything. The traveling around, the family. What's happened with her daughter, Bristol, and Levi Johnson, that, you know, kid who's looking for his own sort of publicity. I'd love to hear what they say to each other about that. But also, I mean, I have a long list of fly on the wall. If you could be a fly on the wall and hear any conversation, what would it be? People are totally intrigued. It's like saying if you could be invisible and you could see something and no one would know you were in the room, what would it be that you would want to see? And you look at, like, longtime crazy rock groups like Mick Jagger. Can you imagine an unplugged conversation between Mick Jagger and Keith Richards? What do you think that conversation would be like? I think it could be dicey. I don't think it'd be so much about the music and what was happening and, probably, can you believe we're still selling this stuff? Can you believe we're going to be playing until we just flat out fall over on the stage and laugh ourselves silly at all the money our tours make? Because it's crazy the money they make. Wherever, when they decide to pump out a new album that's an old album, that whatever, that would be an interesting conversation. I think it'd be mostly about women and what they took the night before. That's what I'm thinking. If they're backstage and it's a private deal and it's just the two of them, perhaps. Or maybe there really wouldn't be any words between the two of them because, after all, the relationship is longer than any that they've had with any females. So when you know someone that well, there are no words, right? There's just those silent pauses in between because you're tired of them. You talk to them all the time. You're all talked out, perhaps, is what I'm thinking. Another conversation that would be interesting would be Tiger Woods and his caddy. Because the caddy has been through this whole thing now with Woods, and I think the caddy knew some of what was going on because the fooling around with whoever he fooled around with happened when he was out on tour. And there would have had to be people that he would have met at certain places. And as much as you don't necessarily hang out with the caddy, they were pretty tight. And I think a fly on the wall conversation with nobody listening, no leaks, you know, just a free for all convo would be pretty interesting to hear. I'm saying this, but here's what I'm really thinking. Can you believe that this has happened? And I think a lot of it would be about that. I think it'd be about, you know, man, how did this happen? How did this get so out of control? And, you know, do you have my back? And that kind of thing is probably most of what you would hear. How about Bernie Madoff? Yeah, that scumbag who, you know, not the people that had a ton of money and still can make a ton of money, but the people who really didn't have a lot of money that got duped into that whole thing. That, you know, that old saying, no free lunches, could never be more true, because the idea of getting involved with him for so many was huge returns. I mean, almost unbelievable, impossible returns, and it just sucked so many people in with his to his Ponzi scheme. But a conversation, a Bernie Madoff conversation, not with family members on a visit or before he was sentenced and went to jail, but the people in jail now that see Bernie Madoff on a daily basis. Remember there was the story that he got into a fight? So what do you think, you know, are they catcalling him? Are they ribbing him? Is he having a hard time finding people to chow with in the jail cafeteria? I think that could be interesting. And is he bragging about what he did? Is he talking about what he did to some of the guys in jail? Or is that just kind of, you know, off the books? Just forget about it. That was the previous life, and he's not talking to anyone about it. I have a feeling he's talking to somebody. Because there's no way. That would get awful lonely. So the probably the best of all the conversations I mentioned, Palin and Todd Palin, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, or Tiger Woods and his caddy, probably the best conversation actually would be Bernie Madoff and any Joe Blow that he was brushing paths with in prison. Because how much would the person know about him, and how much would he reveal? Would he be cackling over things that he had done in the past, or talking about exotic, incredible places that he had been and how much money he had? I mean, to go from being the king of the money pile and having how many houses and whatever to now in prison for a gazillion years the rest of your life. Yeah, that could be, it could be interesting to hear the way he tells it. And because there, who's he going to talk to? It's the guard or the inmates or the few visitors that he has. That's it. And end of story. So somebody might have a good book in the making if they find a way to remember it and then write it down if they're going to their own cell, so that eventually when they get out, if they get out, they can do a fly-on-the-wall book about what really happened to Madoff, because there aren't a lot of... There's speculation and little stories here and there, but not a lot about truly how he plotted the whole thing out and how he was able to dupe people for so long. Just speculation and little reports here and there and some articles that have been written, even some books, unauthorized books, but the real Bernie Madoff, now that would be a curious thing to hear. You might have some suggestions or questions or anything else you want to throw at me. Maybe you have a good recipe for some enchiladas. I'm actually looking for one. Send them to me at americatonight.net.